Welcome to The Hustle Show with Dr. Greg Watson, where we explore the stories, lessons, and frameworks that help entrepreneurs turn hustle into something bigger. I'm Greg, serial entrepreneur, professor, and founder coach. And each episode, I share personal insights and practical tools to help you on your entrepreneurial journey. Today's show is called Why a Calm Hustle Usually Beats an Exciting One. Now let's dive in. Most entrepreneurs chase the adrenaline rush of grinding 80-hour weeks. But here's what I've discovered. The highest earners I know work with boring consistency. And the data proves why calm execution destroys chaotic hustle every single time. Let's start with what I call the energy economics problem. When we operate in high-intensity hustle mode, we burn through our decision-making capacity faster than we can build sustainable income. Think about it like this. Your brain has a limited amount of decision fuel each day. Research shows that peak performers work in focused 90-minute blocks, not marathon sessions. Why? Because excitement creates dopamine crashes that kill long-term motivation. You feel amazing during the sprint, then crash for days. Here's the counterintuitive truth. Calm hustlers build systems that work without them, while exciting hustlers become the bottleneck. 15% daily improvement consistently beats 200% monthly sprints, followed by inevitable recovery periods. Boring businesses scale because they're predictable and systematizable. Let me share a personal story that changed how I think about this. In 2019, I spent 3 months in complete hustle mode, building an ambitious course platform. I worked 14-hour days and felt incredibly productive and important. I was living the entrepreneur dream, right? Wrong. I burned out completely, abandoned the project, and lost $10,000 in development costs. Now contrast that with my boring email newsletter, 15 minutes daily for 2 years. No excitement, no adrenaline rush, just consistent, calm execution. That newsletter now generates consistent income because I never got excited enough to overcomplicate it. It succeeded precisely because it felt too simple to fail. So here's your actionable takeaway. I call it the 15-minute rule. Choose one revenue-generating activity you can do calmly for 15 minutes daily. Set a timer, work only during that window, and stop when it rings regardless of momentum. Track completion, not results, for the first 30 days. This builds the neural pathway for sustainable execution without adrenaline dependency. Think cold outreach, content creation, skill development, or customer follow-up. Here's the thing. The entrepreneur who can be bored and still show up has already won the game. Most people lose by trying too hard to win. Thanks for tuning in to The Hustle Show with Dr. Greg Watson, brought to you by Entrepreneurship Essentials, empowering founders at every stage. If today's episode gave you value, please subscribe, leave a review, or share it with someone building their own hustle. Until next time, keep building businesses bigger than you.